Hi, my lovelies, Jo Warwick here, and I have got a little technique for you to practice, to use once a week to interconnect with expanding your wealth receptivity. Through this whole program, you have been shifting and growing and altering. You will be changing your cellular receptivity to the flow, the abundance, prosperity. You're reprogramming your mind. You've also been expanding your wealth consciousness. And this is going to help you tap into your own inner guidance whilst doing the program, but also ongoing. So you don't want to keep asking and asking and asking. You just want to ask over a week. You also need to make sure that you are somewhere relaxed. You're in a relaxed and open state. Why a lot of this program is about opening yourself to the flow. So I would make sure that you've either done the breathing, the flow method, or the I surrender to trust meditation, but make sure that you are feeling soft, open, relaxed. It's best to do these things first thing in the morning, okay? Or last thing at night, but you need to have made sure you've had downtime, you're relaxed, you feel open, your mind is clear, all right? And we're going to be tapping into your own inner guidance, your own soul, your own wisdom, your connection to the divine. And I would ask to make sure that you have a journal with you and your pen, because you need to write down the questions and the answers. So you may want to pause this, connect with your body, connect with your, you know, open yourself up, do your breathing, etc. All right. Now, if you're starting again, just for a moment, place your hand on your heart, hand on your belly. Just breathe. Make sure your hips are wide and open. Just take a couple of breaths. Just really be here, connecting to your own body, coming into your own soul, your own alignment. And then when you're ready, just blink your eyes open and write down in your journal this first question, right? How can I improve receiving more manifestations? So that's, how can I improve receiving more manifestations? All right. Once written, place hand on heart, hand on belly. Just breathe and surrender to the answer. You may want to ask it in your head a couple of times, but then listen. Just simply listen, as though you're having a conversation. And I want you to trust that whatever comes through is right, okay? And when it comes through, just receive it and write it down. Now, you may want to do this without me. You may want to pause the recording so you have more time to receive. It takes practice, so it might take longer for you to soften and relax. The next question is once again to write down, how can I improve receiving more opportunities? How can I improve receiving more opportunities? Do the same again, hand on heart, hand on belly. You may want to ask a couple of times in your head and then just listen. To pause this, just take the space. Now again, accept whatever comes through as absolutely right. And just write it down underneath your question. Now this time, this is if you have a business of your own. You may want to do this one. If not, just skip to the next one. How can I improve receiving more highest potential clients? Okay, that's how can I improve receiving more highest potential clients? And again, hand on heart, hand on belly. Breathe and listen. Again, trust that whatever comes through is right for you, and write it down. Okay. The last one we're going to ask is, how can I improve receiving more wealth? How can I improve receiving more wealth? Hand on heart, hand on belly, breathe. You may want to ask again in your head a little, and then just listen. Accept whatever comes through is right, and write it down. Now, you may find that you may not get the clear answers at this point, but what you may find is that having asked the questions, put them down, as you wander through your day, you may find that the answer comes to you when you are in a more receptive state. All right? So not to worry if it doesn't come through straight away. It may come through over your day or over the next couple of days. All right. But you've been asking the question, you've put it out to your soul. The only thing in the way is your receptivity, and you may not quite be in alignment. So when you are in a more relaxed state, you may have an inspiration. Okay. You may hear words of guidance. You may see visions, okay? How you receive it is very personal. But we're asking it to be clear. So I'm setting that intention for you, that we ask that it is clear guidance from your soul. All right? Whether you receive it at the time of asking the questions or over the day or the next couple of days, but we expect for you to have clear guidance from your soul that you understand. All right? So, I hope that you enjoy this. Play with it, practice it. The more we have that conversation with our soul, the more that we listen, the better we get at it, like all communication skills. So, I'm sending you much love, and I hope that you find deep guidance with this.